Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome to Wax Quizzical. This is a podcast that has all the questions, but history has proven, unfortunately, very few of the answers. We'll see if you can change that or continue that today with our guest, Sashi Pereira.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
You just admitted, I'll say, to me that you're worried about not getting any of the answers correct.
I did. I know it's just about having fun, but it goes against every ethnic gene in my body.
Is there expectations on you that you'd get every answer right?
Correct. Yes. Right. So I just want to get at least one right to make my parents happy.
Wow. That's a bar I reckon we can clear. Are you doing the quizzes on the weekends, or do you feel like you're day job during the week is enough?
It's enough. We actually do the quiz at my day job. So,
oh, do you?
Yeah. I fail.
What's your day job?
I work for the public service. It's quite boring.
I've heard of the public service. They do good stuff. You do the quiz as a team.
Yeah. Twice a week? Yeah.
So you find extra quizzes.
Yes. Exactly.
Than just the weekend. Or do you save them up?
Yeah, the paper does like a daily one.
Oh, wow.
You can do them as often as you want, but don't. Do this one, the Saturday quiz.
Yeah, this is the one to do. I reckon we'll be able to clear one question right today, mainly because we have a Brains Trust.
Yes, thank God for them.
Here to help you, much like at work, and I'm sure they're just as smart as the lawyers you work with. First of all, he's been living with dads now for quite a few years. Mm-hmm. It's a big hello to Jancis Farrow.
Hello, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being here, Jancis, and taking time out of living with dads. So what do you mean? So living with dads, is that sort of similar to, I know Jane Goodall lived with...
Yes, Jane, yes.
Yeah. Do you know Jane?
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You work in the same field, I guess.
Yeah, we work in the same field. We're all about conservation. She's about the gorillas in the mist. I'm about the dads. And what I've been doing is I've been living up in Narre Warren, mm-hmm, with a community of dads. And it is so majestic. I've spent quite some time up there. And just to sort of see these dads in their natural habitat with their communities, and just watching them, and eventually I have been accepted as a dad,
really,
in their communities, and it's quite magical. Once you're accepted into the dads, it's beautiful to see them sort of look at you as one of as another dad.
Yeah, but you don't have any children of your own.
No. childless.
Are you working on a documentary?
Well, I think it's just about conservation. You know, a lot of the dad's natural habitat has been destroyed.
Mm.
And it's just about sort of bringing that up. You know, dad's
totally.
Used
I mean, those quarter acre blocks are going, aren't they?
Exactly. You know, the quality of life is going down. The middle class is getting edged out. Yeah. Where are the dads going to go?
Narre Warren.
You know, and this is, Narre Warren is one of the few places that dads, you know, live in the wild.
Mm.
And if you've ever seen, yes, you can go to, you know, a zoo or things like that, or a park and see dads running around there. Yeah, exactly. But to see a dad in the wild, and not only that, but be amongst the dads, it's breathtaking.
Yeah.
Did you have to watch them from afar for quite some time before they let you in?
Yes, yes, for a while. What we did is just popped the bonnet of our car and just stood around and let them come to us.
Like a lure.
Yeah, that's right. Purposefully used a flat battery and then sort of just went, I don't have any jumper cables.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, dads started gathering. They were very shy at first, but then they slowly approached and I put my hand out and they smelled it. And
wow.
Yeah, it was just
They smelt your hand.
They smelt my hand. They sort of got, like, who's this? Yeah. And I was like, it's okay. I'm not here to hurt you. Because there are dad poachers out there. And they, you know, dads are afraid of humans.
Yep.
That's the sad part of it. And they've developed this fear for survival, basically. Yeah. Because people will get, you know, get their teeth and their bones. Dad bones are very
valuable, are they?
Valuable. And some people think that you know, there are certain parts of the dad that are aphrodisiacs, and and of course that
what part of the dad is an aphrodisiac?
We're talking napes. Yeah.
Gooch.
Yes, the gooch is very sensitive. People grind that up in dust and put it into a tea.
Wow.
And it's sad.
If there's any questions about dads, I guess Jancis
is here. Straight onto the answers.
Straight onto it. So that's good.
You are in good hands.
Thank goodness.
Mm.
Yeah.
But
I've touched a lot of dads with these hands.
Wow. Must be beautiful hands.
Yeah. And, you know, I was lucky enough to suck off a couple of dads, which was even better.
And we also have on the Brains Trust, it must be the favourite time of year. It's a big hello to Cousin Christmas.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me on the podcast.
Thank you for being here, Cousin Christmas.
That's okay.
Isn't December great?
Yes, I love it. Yeah. I love December, although I do like, to be honest, I like January because I like to have a little break.
December must be exhausting because throughout Christmas you're working overtime.
Yes, I'm working overtime, and I'm also, because I have two jobs. Mm-hmm. One of them obviously is packing and getting everybody ready for the Christmas time, but my second job is I'm a dad poacher.
You're a dad poacher?
Interesting.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Yes.
You're on the same Brains Trust to have two people working in the dad industry.
Can I ask you a question? Does it feel good?
Yes.
Does it feel good to go into a dad's natural habitat and capture him, and when you see that look of fear on the dad's face, does it make you feel big and powerful?
Yes.
Does it feel good knowing that you're actually destroying some of the most wonderful nature on this planet?
Yes, thank you so much.
Because I've seen the devastation that you've wrought.
Yes.
Well, here's a message for you.
Yes.
Your time's running out.
Oh no, why? Yeah, what do you mean?
Because soon there will be no room for poachers like you.
What do you mean? Why not?
Because I'm going to protect every one of those dads. And soon, you'll come across me, okay? You'll be spying a dad
I'm
pot.
Coming across you right now. I can see you right now.
Exactly.
Is it now?
Are
we talking about right now?
Maybe it is.
Oh my God, this is so exciting.
And let me tell you, I can dance.
You can dance?
Yeah.
You can dance?
And I'm not afraid.
Everybody look at your pants.
I'm not afraid of a good time. You know what I mean?
I'm not afraid either. I'm getting so excited.
But you better watch out because, you know.
It better not cry. I know the word.
Question one.
I feel like I'm the safest of hands here.
Don't worry, yeah. I know a lot. I know a lot of different things.
Look, if Dad Gooch comes up, you are my person.
Yeah, yes, she knows how to skin a dad.
I know how to skin a dad.
Mm. Yeah.
And did you know how to suck off a dad.
Did
so
you know? Exactly. Do you know that sometimes when they catch dads in the waters, they'll catch them and take off their gooches and their napes and their little belly buttons, and they'll throw them back in the water. I've seen places...
to drown.
Exactly, because they can't...
Dads can't survive without a gooch in the water.
They can't swim without the gooch. That's their buoyancy. That's where they have all their ballast.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, they just sink to the bottom.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry to all the dads.
Don't say sorry to me.
But you are one of the dads.
Yes, I am.
You said you've been accepted as one of
but
the dads.
Also
I've been
go
eyeing
and
off
say
your
sorry
gooch.
To the dads.
Eh?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know how long I can keep this up.
Well, you should have thought about that before you did that, okay?
I wasn't even supposed to be here.
Okay, you should have thought about that.
I was on Bridge Road. I was
when you made the claim.
Kyron called me. He said, can you come here? Because Zach forgot. And I thought, yeah, I can come here. And I thought, what the fun character. And then I thought I'd have this fun... I'd be fun.
Why would that be fun to choose to be one of my mortal enemies?
I don't know. I was thinking for like, the storyline of the podcast.
You know, you don't need... Okay.
You need conflict. It's important.
Don't need,
even Ted
yeah,
Lasso
you
has...
Don't need
even Ted Lasso has conflict.
I understand.
Only the movie Chef doesn't have any conflict. That's the perfect film. I regret the conflict now, actually. We should be like Thef.
We should be like Chef, but there can't be any peace between us.
Perhaps we can learn to live the same. Maybe only when... Oh, did you want to do the quiz?
Well, perhaps common knowledge may bring us together.
Maybe we might have an arc. Maybe there might be some personal growth, but I refuse. This is a hill that I'm going to die on. I'm going to die with those dads, okay? You better believe it.
Let's see what happens around question 7. Question 1. What is the capital of the Solomon Islands?
Wowee.
Have you been to the Solomon Islands before?
Have not.
Neither have I.
All right.
Are there what any dads on the Solomon Islands?
I believe there is... a small community of dads, and they treat their dads with respect there.
Mm, do they? Yeah. Part of the tradition.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to go there.
Yeah, well,
you're banned.
I've been banned, yeah.
For trading too much dad gooch over there?
Too much dad gooch, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Well, it's frowned upon.
It is.
Not like here in this country where we, you know, we say, give me more dad gooch. They can't, this
well,
country
especially
can't
you, dad gooch, yeah. having sucked off a few dads.
If you want a gooch, suck off a dad.
Everybody says that, yeah. But
yeah,
I never knew what that meant.
Maybe that's where your growth is going to come from your character arc.
Maybe you could teach me.
Is that you will learn to just suck off a dad.
Okay.
Instead of ripping their dad gooch off.
You have to be gentle with it. Okay.
Okay.
I'll think about it.
Do you have any tips for dad gooches?
The first sort of impulse is to give it a little tickle, but the dad might actually go, ooh! You know, might give him a little fright.
Well, because he might get confused. He might think you're doing something else.
Exactly. You know.
Okay.
And but so you want to just sort of slowly slide, maybe a digi.
Oh, okay.
A little digi just across it.
Just
to say, hey, I'm here.
Hey, I'm here.
Hello.
Hello. Mm.
And then maybe come back to it later on, you know.
Okay.
And the rule of three applies everywhere you go. So you do it once. Okay, great.
Okay.
Do it twice. Now it's a rule. Do it three times. Put a little spin on it.
Like, so maybe the first two times you just put the finger straight in, and then the second time
you're not putting
it's funny.
You're not putting the finger in. You're just doing it. You're just dancing around the gooch.
Okay. I don't.
You've got a lot to learn.
I'm really sorry. You can see I'm a huge, huge guy, and I find it really hard to be gentle.
In your other.
sorry.
yes?
Besides being a dad poacher, who are you?
I'm Cousin Christmas. Everybody knows.
Yeah.
Cousin Christmas. Father Christmas. Mama Christmas. Uncle Christmas. Cousin
Christmas.
Christmas.
I was not familiar with
sort of like the Addams Family.
Yes.
But more of a Christmas focus.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cousin Christmas. Merry Christmas from your favorite cousin.
Outside dad poaching, you pack gifts.
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you do for when it's not sort of November or December?
That's when I hunt and kill dads.
Oh, disgusting.
Yes.
Prime poaching time.
Yes. Yes.
And you're banned from the Solomon Islands because you'd been there once poaching?
Yes. I went
what's
there.
What's the capital then?
Of the Solomon Islands?
Yeah.
Dandan. That's what we call it in the
Jandon.
In the North Pole.
Did you
Pole.
Just look at me and then say my name and then Den?
Yep.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, Jandon is the only option available to us
well,
so
that's
far.
That's what they call it in the North Pole, apparently.
I think we should go with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Put Jandon.
I'm going to go with Jandon.
I'll put Jandon.
Know?
Question two. Who last month became the most Grammy-nominated artist in history? And this quiz is from December 2021. So in November 2021, who became the most Grammy-nominated artist in history?
Did you watch the Grammys on TV in Narrowing?
No. Well, I mean, dads don't really believe in that crap, you know. It's all just
well, not anymore. I'm sure they did when it
nonsense and music isn't really any good anymore. With
when
the
it was
hip and
Journey
hop and
winning Grammys, I'm sure they were into it.
You know, Free Bird.
Yeah, Traveling Wilburys.
Traveling Wilburys. You know, Bob Dylan.
Daryl Braithwaite.
You know,
they're the same.
Same people.
Who do you think it is?
Beyonce!
I think it was... Yeah, well, I think it was Jay-Z.
You think it was Jay-Z?
That's the boy Beyonce! That's that Beyonce.
I think it was boy Beyonce.
Boy, do you want to put boy
Beyonce?
Boy Beyonce.
Boy Beyonce.
Boyonce.
Yep.
As they call it in the North Pole, I think.
Yeah. Okay, we'll put the North Pole answers for all the
Oh, I like that one. I like it when you said Beyonce.
Beyonce.
That was funny.
Boyonce.
That's funny. That's a funny wordplay.
Yeah. Everyone's second favorite once.
Yeah.
Question three. In Greek mythology, what is the name of the winged horse?
Winged?
Winged. In Greek mythology, what is the name of the winged horse?
Winged.
Winged.
The winged horse.
It's not like... I don't know. I think I know this one, but I can't think of it.
Well,
are
you from mythology?
I know this one.
Cousin Christmas?
Yes, ancient Greek, yes.
Are you? So I didn't
know. You can tell from my accent that I'm from Greece.
Is that right?
Yes.
I didn't know that the Greeks all had lisps.
Yes.
I thought that was a mainland Spanish type
no.
thing.
No.
No, Greek.
Greek,
specifically
yes.
mythology.
Greek mythology, yes.
No need to really... hit that th there.
I think I sort of hit that because I thought that I was proving that I was from there by having a lisp.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, okay. I was to Thornbridge Road. Yeah. And I it's been sprung on me, you see.
Yeah. Yeah. And where do you fit in Cousin Christmas into Greek mythology? Because there's Zeus,
yep.
who's I guess the dad,
Santa,
the Santa dad.
Zeus is the Santa, dad. Yes.
Yeah.
And then Athena, who is the mom.
That's the mom.
And then Persephone,
that's not true.
Who is the mom? Listen to me, Athena and Persephone, who are their moms. And then Eurydice, Caesar's mom. And then there's me.
I can't argue with that family tree.
Crystal.
I believe the horse is called Pegasus.
Yeah.
And is that the North Pole name as well?
Look, the dads have this one. That's what they call it in Narrowarren. I reckon we go with Pegasus.
All right, I'll put in Pegasus. Question four. Rhesus factor is an inherited protein found on the surface of what? R-H-E-S-U-S. Rhesus factor is an inherited protein found on the surface of what? How are you at chemistry at
Not
school?
Not good.
Not good?
Yeah. It's spelled a lot like Jesus.
Mm.
That's all I've got.
Yeah, and I guess Jesus is a protein found on the surface of the cross.
Is it the biscuit that they made Jesus into?
Yeah, once that little cracker goes in your mouth, it becomes the Jesus protein.
Yes.
According to the Catholics.
Yes. Yeah. I'm a Catholic.
You're a Catholic.
Yes,
you
I'm a Greek.
Christmas.
I told you, I'm Catholic from Greek mythology. It makes
Wouldn't
sense.
Would you be more Greek
no,
Orthodox?
No, I would be a Catholic.
How Catholic. Did... I just want... You know, never mind.
No, why would you
no,
ask
no,
me?
No.
Why?
No.
Do you have somewhere to be?
No, I don't have anywhere to be.
Every time I think I see a bridge being made, it just collapses again.
Yeah, well, sorry if I fight for dads. Dads who can't fight for themselves.
They can fight for themselves. I've seen them. I've seen them down at the Victoria Hotel.
Do dads go on tour much?
Yeah, they like to go migration. Mm. They take a big car and they drive a trailer behind it. And they go, they drag their family around and they say, no, this is fun. And no one is having fun.
Wow.
But it is a beautiful ritual that everyone must
it's
enjoy.
Strange behavior.
And sometimes some even join what we call, what we've learned is called four-wheel driving clubs,
mm-hmm.
where they'll go around with a bunch of other dads and they form their own sort of sub-dad pod.
Mm-hmm.
And they will drive and four-wheel drive on the beaches, mm-hmm. and they'll get bogged. And
this is amazing. I had no idea that they had such a rich inner life.
Oh, dad culture is surprisingly complicated.
I didn't realize this. I thought it was just yelling and being mean and wearing t-shirts.
No, there are mean dads, of course, but you know, there are mean humans.
That's true. Like so Jane Goodall said about the chimps, not the gorillas, like you said at the start.
Yeah.
Not to correct you when we're getting along, but actually it was the chimps.
What, that she was?
Yes.
With the chimps in the mist.
No, she worked with the chimpanzees.
Famous documentary, Chimps in the Mist.
Not the gorillas in the mist.
No.
The chimps in the mist.
They weren't in the mist. They were just in Africa. That's
I
true.
I think maybe education is the pathway to getting people out of poaching.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, and I guess that's what happened with chimps in the mist.
Yeah.
Is that people get to learn and understand about the chimp, and then they feel...
It is gorillas in the mist.
It is definitely gorillas in the mist, but...
Look it up on your phone.
Listen to me. I know that gorillas in the mist is a thing, but Sheila worked... She worked with chimpanzees.
Yeah, but I was talking about the... This is... This... I'm directly referencing gorillas in the mist.
That's Diane Fossey.
What?
A different lady.
Gorillas in the Mist lady.
Yes. Played by Sigourney Weaver in the
exactly.
film.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's...
Gorillas in the Mist. Well. And then let me just look up Jane Goodall. And let me just see, because I think I'm right. And what I mean is I know I'm right. So I'm just taking a chance because I'm really into animals. Oh, yes. Seen at the world's foremost expert on chimpanzees.
Pause for a second.
There was no myth. The Mist is a movie.
There's definitely chimps
in the Mist. Gorillas
in
the Mist. No, there's no myth.
I refuse to believe that I have devoted my life to dads. a misconception.
Yes, you have. You have, but chimpanzees are really close to dads.
More I mean, so I've got some thinking to do.
Yes, yes. Chimpanzees eat meat. Dads love meat. Gorillas are vegans.
I don't think you have much things. I think you need to double down on the fact that you love dads and educate. Because clearly, education about animals has stopped this dad poacher from poaching anything else.
Yeah, but
I would never poach.
Perhaps if Cousin Christmas knew more about dads.
Okay, but picture this. You're a young Jancis. You've just watched Gorilla in the Mist and you said, I'm going to be just like Jane Goodall.
Yes.
I've met Jane Goodall and I've said, Jane, I loved Gorillas in the Mist. Okay. And she looked at me like I was a fuckhead.
Yes.
And I was under the impression that she was just rude.
No, she's a very nice lady.
And I said, I'm going to show that Jane Goodall. I'm going to spend...
Yeah.
I'm going to spend days, weeks, years with the dads.
Yeah.
Just like Jane Goodall did in Gorillas in the Mist.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're telling me that all I had to do was Google it.
Yes. You sort of Googled it. Or you sort of recognized the Sigourney Weaver, the woman from... Like Alien and that everything.
I thought it was a documentary.
It's not.
But rhesus factor is an inherited protein found on the surface of what?
I don't think we're any clearer on that.
I think it's the mist.
I don't think we're any clearer.
The moon?
Maybe the mist.
I think it's the eye.
The eye?
I mean, I assume if it's a protein found on the surface of something, it's got to be biological.
Okay.
Yeah, and sorry to question you, but you have been heaps wrong about your entire career choice.
That's true.
Okay, but there's one thing I'm not wrong on, and that's dads. Okay.
Mm. All right, let's go to the eye.
Okay, I'll put eye. Question number five.
Aye, Captain. That's
Python,
what we say on a boat.
Java and Swift.
Coffees.
Are all types of what?
Okay, is it coffee?
Early entry. Do you like coffee, Cousin Christmas?
Yes. Oh, I like coffee so much. I have so much coffee every day. I have 6 or 7 coffees. And then that's
6 or 7 coffees?
Yeah, in the morning.
That's expensive. Are you making them your own?
Oh, no, I make them myself. I make them at home. I have an AeroPress.
Oh, yeah.
I have an AeroPress and then I just heat up the milk on my stove. Do dads have coffee?
Yeah, dads have coffee.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Do they use an AeroPress?
No, they don't believe in that sort of, you know, that sort of a millennial thing with coffee. They like a French press.
Okay.
Or just instant.
French
Lacona.
Press. That like sounds pretty fancy.
It's
for
not.
Dad
it's
land.
Well, they call it plungers.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have a plunger next to my toilet.
Different plunger.
Different.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, dads have that plunger.
I'm just trying to connect.
Yeah. They've got that plunger as well.
If anything, we're learning that dads love to plunge.
Yes.
That is true. They love take the plunge with dads.
That's a great campaign.
Yeah.
That you should start to convince me.
I was thinking about coding? Dads in the Mist. What do you think about that?
Oh, I like Dads in the Mist. Yeah. Is it
Dads
coding?
In the Mist?
Yeah. It's
is
coding.
It's for coding? It's the internet?
Coding languages.
Computer languages?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I'll put that question.
Go,
six.
Cousin Christmas.
Thank you, Thomas.
Question six. Who or what is the dessert pavlova named after? Who or what is the dessert pavlova named after? Do you love a dessert this time of year?
Love pavlova. Didn't actually know that it was named after anyone. So
or
that's
anything.
Pretty cool. Or anything. Yeah, anyone or thing.
Is it an opera singer?
No.
Sorry.
Okay, sorry about that. I thought it might be bad.
Are you also working on operas in the Mist?
No, I just know. I just know that a pavlova is named after a dancer.
Ooh. Oh, yes. Right. A Russian dancer?
Yes.
Yes. So Anna? Probably.
All right. I feel like they're both agreeing on this.
It's
this
some
is
sort of artistic. Because I love the arts. Do you love the arts?
Yeah, you know, I like MASH.
Yeah, I love MASH. That's great.
Yeah.
And did you get to, did you enjoy MASH through dads?
Through
dads
the dads,
dads
yeah,
introduced
yeah,
you
yeah.
to MASH.
Absolutely. Yeah. What else do I love? Husey.
Husey.
Carl Barron.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, I love Carl Barron.
You know, and that's one thing that I like to do. You know, that's a habit that I've gotten from the dads is that whenever someone posts like a funny video that's made by an Australian comedian, I like to go, comedy's not funny anymore, not like Carl Barron.
Oh, yes.
That's what I like to put. And that's something I'd have picked up from the dads myself.
Yeah, that sort of ingratiates yourself with the dad.
Yeah. Also, another thing I've found myself doing is posting just selfies of me with, wraparound sunglasses.
Oh, yes.
And maybe holding a fish and using that as my profile picture.
Oh, great.
As I harass people online.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. I didn't know, again, that the dad had such a wonderful inner life.
Rich culture.
Yeah, I'm starting to feel for the dads. What
as
is the question?
To you, where you eventually feel the dad.
I feel the dads. I get the dads inside me.
Yes.
And we've all got a dad inside us waiting to
I come
out.
I don't think so. I don't
or
think
come in.
Or come. Full stop. Anna Pavlova?
Yes. I think we've got a joint decision on that.
Question number seven. George Bush Intercontinental Airport is in which United States city? Have you been to the States before?
I have. I've not been
which
to...
Which airports did you fly into?
JFK.
Mm.
That's
classic.
It.
Classic.
They love naming an airport after a president.
They love it.
Yeah, and the question is, where is the George Bush Intercontinental Airport? So basically, what airports were left by the time
apart
they were naming
JFK.
One after George Bush?
Have you traded much dad gooch over there, Cousin Christmas?
Yes, but I have to...
What a sentence, by the way. Just let's celebrate that for a moment.
I have to fly privately when I'm trading. Yeah.
Yes. Mm.
It's
okay.
Dangerous.
Right.
Yeah. So I don't go in any of the airports. I just land in like a field or something.
Yeah.
That sounds super legal.
Thank you.
So I'm going to take a punt and say it's somewhere probably in Texas.
Yeah.
There is the DFW airport, but maybe they rename that the George Bush. That sounds like something they would do, you know, Dallas.
Yeah.
Fort
where
Worth.
Where are the Bushes from?
I mean, they are from Tejas.
Yeah,
but
they
do you
have
know where in Tejas?
I'm going to take a punt and say Dallas.
Dallas.
But
Dallas
I don't know about that because there is the DFW airport, but it's been a while since I've been
there. Well, is Dallas going to have two airports?
It's a very fast-growing city.
Well, there you go.
Is it?
Dallas.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Question number eight. Which 1982 film ends with the words, "I'll be right here"?
Gorillas in the Mist.
Was it?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yes.
Is that
Goodall says to the gorillas,
"I'll be right here.
I'll be right here." And she is. My name is Jane Goodall, and I'll be right here.
Have you written the script for Dad's in the Fog or whatever?
I have, yeah. Dad's in the Mist.
Dad's in the Mist, sorry, yeah.
Yeah.
It's all scripted, all planned out.
Well, you know, it's beat it out, and I've got, you know, I've got
when
some...
When you beat out a documentary, when you... when you plan the beats of
when
a
you're beating out a dad.
Well, yeah, well...
What are some of the big moments, some of the set pieces
well,
that you'd
I mean,
be designing?
Yeah, well, first, thank you very much for asking.
My pleasure.
What's the inciting incident?
Well, okay, the inciting incident, as I said... The boot was open, and we got great shots of that.
Great.
And then they were gathering around, and there must have been about 10 dads. I stayed very still, and I put my head down,
mm-hmm.
okay, as a sign that I was submissive
mm-hmm.
towards the dads, that they were in charge.
Okay.
And then I said, I was trying to get, I said, you know,
If this was a manual, we'd be able to do a rolling start.
That's fantastic.
And
I've heard them say
said,
that.
And they all said, yes, that's true. If it was a manual, it would be able to do a rolling start.
Yeah.
And that went on for a while. Wait, and it was about that time that they said, one of us. Yes,
like
they,
that.
I felt like I was starting to be included in the dads.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that dads drove a manual. I drive a manual, sleigh.
Dads don't drive a manual, but they like to pretend like they know, A, know how to drive a manual, and B, know that if the battery was flat, and your car is automatic, if the battery was flat in that automatic car, but somehow that automatic car became a manual, they'd be able to just roll that car and start it that way.
Why are you looking at your watch now? What's that for? Why?
Just checking the time.
Okay, what question is it? Three?
It's question eight. The question was, which 1982 film ends with the words, "I'll be right here"?
E.T.
I think it's Clueless.
You think it's Clueless?
Yep. Not an 82 movie.
1982 Clueless.
So E.T., which came out in 1982. And ends with the words, "I'll be right here," or Clueless. It's up to you.
I think it's not Clueless because I love that movie and I've not watched E.T. So I'm going to go
thank
with
you.
E.T.
You've not watched
you
E.T.
Watched
no,
E.T.
I know.
We don't have the time. Question nine. Name the Australian boxer.
No, let's do it at the play.
Yeah. This is live. Let's watch it.
Name the Australian boxer who recently beat Teofimo Lopez to become the unified world lightweight champion. Name the Australian boxer who recently beat Teofimo Lopez to become the unified world lightweight champion.
Well, that sounds very violent. I don't like that.
Yeah, do dads watch boxing championships?
Oh, yeah. Try and see a snake.
I think it sounds really violent to me. I don't think I like that.
Yeah,
well, you're not into it, Cousin Chris.
Dads love sport.
No, thank you.
Mm-mm.
But even more so, they love to comment on the people playing the sport like they know better.
Mm-hmm.
Like they could do it better, and they like to be critical of the person. Say, like, someone's kicking a ball, and they're like, "Come on, man, don't kick it like that. I'm an expert on this," and get angry at that. But if they were down there, obviously they're not in that shape. They haven't trained.
Mm.
There's no way they're
drinking beers.
Yeah,
yes.
Drinking beers, making documentaries, getting sucked off, that sort of thing.
Exactly. I mean, that's a dad's paradise.
Mm.
That sounds fantastic. I would like to do that.
What?
Maybe I could live as a dad.
Then someone might come and take your gooch.
Yeah.
Every time I try, I try to like come to your brain, you say no. And then I feel so sad.
That's because you made a choice.
But I'm trying to empathize with you. Isn't that better? Isn't it? Why shouldn't we live in a world where if I start to empathize, you reach back out, and then I can learn from it and I can get better rather than, oh, you're canceled because you killed 10 dads. Oh, you're canceled. Maybe I won't kill an 11th dad. And you can be brave. And if you're brave, then that 11th dad will live. If you could swallow your pride.
What do you
and reach across
do,
the divide. I want you to reach across the divide.
I want you to stop murdering dads.
I'm thinking about it, but I need you to
reach. Well, then until that time.
Well, no, you don't understand. This is everything. Hitler rose to power while the left squabbled amongst themselves.
Are you? Who's Hitler in this situation?
I'm a Nazi. I'm not. Oh no.
But name the Australian boxer who recently.
I'm just a soldier. Like I didn't. I'm in it from the camaraderie. I'm not in it because I believe in it.
Yeah.
And that's what they did. Do you know this? Do you know about this? Didn't everyone know about this? They trained the Nazis by making them best friends. Everybody knows what I'm saying. Everyone at home understands and will not take it out of context. They won't take it.
I'm not even sure they'll hear it.
Don't take it out. I'm going to keep referencing it so you cannot take it out.
But name the Australian boxer who recently beat Teofimo Lopez to become the unified world lightweight champion. Do we know any boxers?
Yeah. John Favreau.
I can't name one boxer. Oh, wow.
Oh, I love Chef so much. Do we talk about Chef? Imagine a world where you're a chef and you have to choose between Sofia Vergara and Scarlett Johansson and you are a big man.
Jan seems very stunned into silence at this moment.
Yeah, what is wrong with you? You haven't seen Chef?
I've seen Chef and I like Chef, but what do you want me to say?
I'm trying to connect with you because as a Nazi, don't take it out. I could be reached and taken away, stolen away from Hitler by you.
No.
Extending an olive branch.
How about this? How about we kill all the Nazis? What about that?
You can't listen to me.
No, listen to me.
Thank God.
The only boxers I know in Australia are also NRL players, close to the hearts of dads, actually, are the NRL players who succeed to a point that they can also become boxing stars.
That's crazy.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that was a thing.
Well, if you already have the head injury, I suppose it's like worth it.
Can't
but
get
I couldn't worse. Actually.
Do you have a head injury?
Yes. Yes, of course I do. I am screaming about being a Nazi and I kill men and I live in the North Pole.
Do we know any boxers that we could write down?
The boxer fell on my head.
The Muhammad Ali. The boxer fell on Cousin Christmas.
Head? Yep.
We're
okay.
That's one we got. No.
Right, Muhammad Ali.
He's well dead.
Yeah.
I didn't say Muhammad Ali.
Oh, I said it.
I said no.
Is there a green? Something green?
Danny Green.
He's a boxer.
He's a boxer.
Write that man down.
Trying to put Danny Green.
Sometimes Kyron gets better than the boxer. It's so funny.
Kyron gets so tired.
Question 10. The viral infection herpes zoster is better known by what name starting with S? The viral infection herpes zoster is better known by what name starting with S? Have you ever caught anything from the dads you've sucked off? Let's celebrate that sentence as well.
That's a good question.
Thank you.
I've caught a bloody good time.
It must be the cherry on top of your job.
Yeah.
Have you ever been the cherry on top with two other dads or no? I've seen them do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, we've just, it doesn't progress into anything else except for good suck off.
Do the dads suck you off as well, or you only suck off the dads?
I only suck off the dads, and that's a personal choice.
If you were to become the dominant dad, would then the other dad suck you off?
I suppose so, but that's not really what I'm after. I'm more of a suck offer of dads.
A giver, not a taker.
Yeah, that's right. You know,
that's amazing.
Yeah,
it's so wonderful.
You. Yeah.
Mm. Wow.
Gonna put shingles?
Yes, yes, it is.
Oh,
shingles.
You think it's singles?
I've had it. Yeah.
You had it?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I didn't suck a dad off. I just got it.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
For free.
There's other ways to get it.
Yeah.
How else can you get it?
If you have chicken pox, it like comes back into your body and goes boo.
I don't want that.
Wow. Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah, totally fine.
Okay.
That's 10 questions. How do you feel we did?
We did it!
In the quiz, I mean, not the improv.
Do you know what? I'm impressed.
Shit!
Look, I hope we got at least one right. That was my
goal. Yeah, that was the goal.
Yeah, had heaps of fun.
I think we're above.
Pegasus is definitely the one.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I think we could have a zero on our hands.
I think
we could
have a reformed dad poacher on our hands, which I'm super excited about.
I kept trying to get reformed. I kept trying so hard. But
let's find out how you did. Question one was, what is the capital of the Solomon Islands? You said Jandon, but it's Honiara.
That's what I meant. That's the thing.
Fair enough. Yeah. Right.
It was indeed Beyoncé, who last month became the most Grammy-nominated artist in history. A point for Jay-Z.
Beyonce.
Question three was, in Greek mythology, what is the name of the winged horse? You said Pegasus, and you were right.
Bush.
Yes.
Question four, red blood cells are the surface on which you'd find rhesus, an inherited protein.
Fuck.
Unfortunately,
not Python.
Java, and Swift are all types of computer programming codes.
Yes.
Ooh, nice. Yeah.
Up to three already. Who was it that they named Pavlova after? It was Anna Pavlova,
a
Russian ballerina.
That's something that we got in common.
That was together.
No,
you said on that one.
No, I said an opera thing, and then you said it was
a dancer,
and I said, was it Anna?
I said,
we can do it together.
No.
Losing a beautiful moment.
For goodness sake. I'm really proud of you and for your win.
I'm so proud of you both.
Question seven. George Bush Intercontinental Airport is in which
I'm a Nazi in the analogy.
Oh, so you're not a Nazi in real life.
No, I'm not a Nazi in real life. real life.
It's weird because when you said I'm a
Ben, no, it's me. It's Michelle Brazier.
Oh.
I'm just doing like a fun character.
I know.
But he's not a Nazi either.
Okay.
I just want to be clear. So he's not... Because before, you know how we were talking about like the left and how like, you know, sometimes it's frustrating because we sort of fight amongst ourselves. Yeah. Something. So I was just trying to point out that like sometimes...
Question seven was George Bush Intercontinental Airport is in which United States city? You said Dallas, but it's Houston, Texas.
Oh.
Son of
lucky.
A fuck. My next guess was
we
Houston.
Had the right state.
Yeah,
that's
but I was.
Good enough.
See, it was DFW Airport. I was right.
Yeah. Question eight. Which 1982 film ends with the words, I'll be right here? It's not Clueless. It's E.T., the
yes.
extraterrestrial.
So I should
okay,
watch
so
that
Cousin
movie.
Christmas is not a Nazi, but was a Nazi in the analogy.
Yes.
Great.
The Australian boxer
I
who
think
recently
we can
be
find a common ground.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It
okay.
Yeah.
I love that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
The Australian boxer who recently beat Teofimo Lopez to become the unified world lightweight champion is George Kambosos Jr.
Oh, well done, George. Sorry
George
we didn't
George
know who
Colin
you were.
Yeah. Wow. You're such on the same page now.
Yeah. You know, we're best friends.
You're thinking the same. Yeah. The viral infection herpes zoster is better known as shingles. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 out of 10.
Yes, congratulations. That's a pass.
That is more than one. Yeah.
Thank you, Brains
we
Trust.
Did it.
Thank
you're you welcome. Much.
Thank you for making peace with each other.
We came together and we really did it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for being here, Cousin Christmas. Sorry we didn't get to talk about Christmas all that much in the end.
That's okay. I'm not the wife.
Yeah. Oh, it's because you said that you killed dads.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it's because I... Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And
okay,
you
I
really forced me to really... I mean, there's no way that my character would ignore that.
Yes. I was trying to give you something to sort
yeah,
of
that, you know.
Do...
Yeah,
but I did force myself into this corner of being the bad
yeah.
guy.
Yeah.
Mm. But I have a cute voice.
You do.
So hopefully people
are
forgiving.
Super cute voice.
And I'll never do it again, I promise. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
When did this come out? February?
God bless us, everyone.
Everyone. Yeah. Especially
well,
the dads.
Thanks for being here.
This comes out in February?
No, I think it comes out this week.
Yeah. I was just making a funny joke.
Yeah, it's just a funny joke.
Well,
sorry, I didn't mean to upset you.
No, that's all right. I wasn't upset. I was just curious.
Yes, okay.
You're doing so well.
Thank you.
You want us to finish?
Thank you for being here. Christmas and goodbye forever. Jancis Farrow, thank you for being here.
That's okay.
I will be returning when they least expect it.
I can't wait.
Cousin Christmas, you actually might like at Comedy Republic, there's yes? some shows coming out called The Christmas Pageant.
Oh, I love Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, Christmas? Cool.
Yeah.
What's your favourite thing about Christmas?
Oh, The Christmas Pageant at Comedy Republic every year. For since last year, my whole life.
Yeah.
I'm one.
There's some great performers. That Michelle Brazier is performing in that.
Oh, yes. I've seen her.
Yeah, she's good.
I've seen her. She's really
Oh, you like her, do you?
Yeah, she's really good at singing.
Yeah, she's going to be in Christmas Pageant. You know what else she's up to lately at all?
I think she's just sort of pottering around and you can just, I think you can follow her on the internet and then she'll just be on there just typing all the things she's doing. You mm-hmm. could probably go to her comedy festival show next year, but I don't know how to
I'd
buy tickets
that.
Yet.
And Jancis Farrow, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Congratulations on Dads in the Mist. That's very exciting.
It's so excitement.
Yeah, it is so excitement, as the kids say.
Yeah.
Are you popping up in any other projects in the future other than the film?
Oh, no, I was thinking about it, but after today, I'm going to probably completely retool myself, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. Do you know Ben Russell?
No, never heard of him, but he sounds like a cool dude.
Yes.
Who is in a live show of this podcast on Sunday.
Oh, yes. My goodness. Really?
And... Yeah, we'll be doing a trial thing at Comedy-ish in January.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Wow. That's exciting. And a deep, almost as deep a knowledge about Ben Russell's.
It's weird that I've never heard of him, and yet I know exactly what he's doing.
Sashi Pereira, congratulations on 6 out of 10.
Thank you so much.
Especially considering it's mostly you there. Yeah. You've done that.
I've learned
excuse
so
me,
much
I said
today.
E.T.
You did say E.T.
And Pegasus.
And Pegasus.
And Pegasus.
And Pavlova.
I said...
And codes.
A lot of different things. I said codes.
You said codes too? Yep.
That's all I think.
Actually, you had Jay-Z, and that was it.
Then
you
I did all
that. Congratulations, anyway.
Thank you.
6 out of 10 is very good for this show.
Yes, I'm very excited. Also, I've learned so much about like Dad Gooch and Dad Napes.
Haven't we all?
Nazis and heaps of stuff, yeah, really.
Possibly not about Nazis. We don't know yet. people can follow you on social media.
Yes, please follow me on socials. I'm doing my first comedy festival next year.
Great.
Very exciting.
That's
yeah.
very exciting. Those shows will go on sale, if not already, early next year. That is it for Wax Quizzical. We will see you next week. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.